April 18th for some is just an ordinary day on the calendar, but for others, it's time to remember Zimbabwe's independence from the yoke of colonialism. Does this day really serve a purpose for the country's citizens living in the diaspora? 28-year-old Tsungi Gotora, who lives in the state of Texas in America and was born in the USA but raised and schooled in Zimbabwe, says she has pride in her history and acknowledges the tough struggles taken by those who fought hard to liberate the Southern African nation from colonial rule. But she says being back in America has barred her from properly marking Independence Day.
Ever since I've been here in the U.S., I've never really celebrated independence. I acknowledge the day, but I never celebrated it because where I used to live in New Mexico, I was the only Zimbabwean there on campus.
Gotora says her knowledge of not only Zimbabwe's history, but that of Africa has made her to understand a lot of issues about the continent and beyond.
For me, I actually majored in history for my A-levels. I did history my whole 6 years in high school. So the more I learned about history, the more I understood where, like, not just Zimbabwe, but any other African country, how they got to be and where they are right now. So it is different just hearing about it than actually learning the history.
Munyaradzi Munochiwe, assistant professor of history at the College of Holy Cross in the state of Massachusetts in the United States, identifies himself as a child of independence as he was born in April 1980. Munochiwe says though living in the diaspora, independence for him serves as a point of reflection on the past, present, and future of Zimbabwe.
For most Zimbabweans, despite the tumultuous road that we have trodden, you know, for the past 35 years, it is not very easy to think of the occasion of Zimbabwean independence as irrelevant. Of course, Zimbabwean independence is relevant regardless of the difficult journey that has characterized our country for the past 3.5 decades.
Professor Munochiwe says that remains the single hardest challenge in the diaspora as children growing up in foreign nations aren't learning about their history, culture, and traditions. And as a father of 4 young children, Munochiwe says the burden is on the larger Zimbabwean community.
As a parent, teaching children about the Zimbabwean past means imparting a very important lesson, particularly in the virtue of belonging. Think about it. I mean, everyone in the world feels a very strong impulse to belong somewhere. And for immigrants like Zimbabweans, no matter where you live, you always feel that same impulse. And when I teach my children of the Zimbabwean past, these lessons are always about reminding them that they are Zimbabwean, even though they live in a different country.
For some growing up in the diaspora like Chido Kututwa, simple history lessons on Zimbabwe can come far and few in between. Kututwa says having other Zimbabweans, including his own father, allowed him to have a greater understanding of the significance of the country's independence.
When we go to church, they teach us about, you know, our history of how we were, and my father is always a very strict Zimbabwean. So he told me everything about Zimbabwe. That's how I got to know everything about Zimbabwe.
Down under in Perth, Australia, Shepherd Chifunde, a Zimbabwean who has spent years in the country, says for many, independence is a communal celebration.
There's a lot of Zimbabweans living in Australia and everywhere else in the world. You know, we just come together and just celebrate being Zimbabwean. It's a rare thing, you know, we just have to come together, just be one people.
Chifunde says being Zimbabwean in most countries means something, whether good or bad, but a person must never shy away from that.
You got to understand who you are and where you come from. And then once you got that, it's easier for you to relate. So it's better to have something that you bring to the table from your own culture. And it's easier when you understand where you come from, you know, to be who you are.
But for others, Independence Day bears a reminder of the sad struggles Zimbabweans are facing back home and why some are living in the diaspora. Anesu Ruodo, a Zimbabwean living in Washington, says she understands independence as a celebration of freedom, despite the fact that for younger Zimbabweans, learning their history is at times confusing.
I don't think the fellow Zimbabweans who are young would really get the meaning of independence because they didn't get to know how freedom is like, especially now with the current situation in Zimbabwe, you don't see much of the freedom. I don't think they'll really understand what it means to have Independence Day.
Ruodo says for many like her, Independence Day is just like any other day.
It is relevant because I know it's Independence Day for Zimbabwe and it's the day that we celebrate freedom. But right now, it doesn't seem much to me. It's just any other day when you're in the diaspora.
Although April 18th may appear like an ordinary day for some Zimbabweans living in the diaspora, it still remains a big day to some millions back home, even if they're grappling with a harsh socioeconomic political environment. Reporting for Studio 7 in Washington, this is Tatenda Gumbo.